Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to tap retired Army General Lloyd J. Austin to become U.S. Defense Secretary. And California Attorney General Javier Becerra is to serve as Biden's Secretary of Health and Human Services. The pandemic, however, is the biggest challenge that Biden will face when he enters the White House next month. And NPR's Tamara Keith reports that the team that will advise him on the coronavirus crisis will include the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci will continue to lead the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, where he's been involved in vaccine development. And he will also be an advisor to the president-elect now, on COVID-19. He said on CNN that he thought his role would be similar, though what he didn't say is that Biden is a lot more likely to listen to him on a regular basis than President Trump has been, certainly of late. Fauci will bring continuity between the administrations, and he knows all the new players, including Biden's pick for the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Rochelle Walensky, as well as his pick for Surgeon General Vivek Murthy.
Georgia has recertified Joe Biden's victory in last month's election, and a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the state's election results as the deadline to register to vote in two Georgia Senate runoffs. WABE's Emma Hurt has the story.
Lawyers from Georgia's Republican state government joined several Democratic organizations to argue against a lawsuit filed by Sidney Powell alleging widespread voter fraud. State election officials have repeatedly said there's no evidence of that. The suit asked the court to overturn the results of Georgia's presidential election. Judge Timothy Batten dismissed the case, saying the plaintiffs had no standing to bring it in federal court, and he called the request to overturn the will of Georgia voters, quote, the most extraordinary relief ever sought in any federal court in connection with an election. Another lawsuit challenging the election brought by the Trump campaign was filed in state court last week. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
A New York City bar owner is charged with violating public health rules and assaulting a sheriff's deputy with his car. NPR's Brian Mann has the story.
Danny Presti's Tavern on Staten Island has become a symbol for conservatives who oppose New York's public health rules designed to slow the spread of the coronavirus. When sheriffs tried to arrest him Sunday for allegedly violating those rules, they say Presti tried to flee, hitting one deputy with his vehicle. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said the case shows enforcement will happen.
When the state of New York says your bar needs to be closed, your bar needs to be closed to protect people's health and safety. No excuses. And when you violate the law, there will be consequences. And then if you take an action against a law enforcement officer, there will be even more consequences.
The arrest comes as New York City reports another 2,200 new coronavirus cases. Brian Mann, NPR News.
This is NPR. Chuck Yeager, the first pilot to break the sound barrier, has died at the age of 97. Yeager was a U.S. Air Force fighter pilot in October 1947 when he exceeded the speed of sound. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing on Twitter. Romania's prime minister has resigned after his party's poor performance in parliamentary elections. Joanna Kakissis reports that voter turnout in Romania hit an all-time low because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Ludovic Orban said in a televised speech that he was stepping down for the good of the country. He said he hoped his center-right National Liberal Party could still put together a coalition government and run the country. His pro-European Union party came in second in the vote after the Social Democratic Party, which is more nationalist. The Social Democratic PSD party did not win enough votes to form a government alone. It will have to partner with a smaller party. Only 33% of Romanians voted in this election, the lowest turnout ever. The country is one of the poorest in the EU and is currently struggling to manage rising coronavirus infections. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
The International Olympic Committee has suspended the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, from all Olympic activities, including the Tokyo Games next year. The move comes after Lukashenko claimed a sixth presidential term after a state election held in August was widely viewed as rigged in his favor. He had led the Belarus Olympic Committee for 23 years. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow fell 148. This is NPR.
Support.